Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here live on a Friday. Once again, with psychic medium Chris Garcia. Looking a bit bleak because we only have one call in the coffee at the moment. The other one wouldn't answer me. Oh, there goes another one there. Okay, so all the ones have called back. So I don't actually know who all the ones is because we ran out of the screen then. They disappeared somewhere right at the last minute. There was somebody else there, but they wouldn't answer me. And they've disappeared now as well. Kate is there. Two people for a Friday night. It's early. And we're going to go straight in with Chris and start the show. If anybody calls in late, once we're into the hour, I'm afraid that's it. You know, we're not going over. So those that are here will leave. Or if you can't be here on time, then sadly you missed this show. Okay. Let's say hello to Chris then.
Hi, Ken. What's up?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, as I'm just looking at the call queue at the moment. It's kind of, we've got only an hour to work in. And I think, if people can't line up in time, it's like they're calling in at the last minute and then they're expected to actually go into extra time for them, but that's not going to happen. Right, let's see where we're going then. Okay, all the ones. Hello.
Hello, caller. I don't hear a caller.
Can't hear nothing. Can you hear me all right, Chris?
The what?
Can you hear me all right, Chris?
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfect.
You can hear me. Well, we can't hear the caller. Okay, we can't hear that one for some reason. We'll try line two then. Kay?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Kay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
I have a question regarding career finances. Just wondering, when something great and good is coming through, something better than what I have now. I have been interviewing, and I actually had one yesterday that I'm just not really impressed with. One, the HR person was a little bit rude, but just the pay is not great at all.
Well, I do see something better for you because the artistic card came out. The seeking card came out, but says that you're still seeking. I wouldn't be working there, even though if they did hire you because of the rudeness.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people are just not people person to work there. It's what I'm being told. I feel like the people that would be working there would probably cause you. They would probably cause you problems. Is what I'm seeing. I would see that if you did work there, they would cause you problems in the near future. As far as that's concerned, I would say keep looking. One thing that I do get is you'll be working with a cellmate. I'm being told somebody that's going to probably that's going to guide you, and I'm getting a male presence with that.
Okay.
So I do see that with that. I would say within a week, I see you working within a new job. I think if you keep doing applications, one is going to pick you up and it's going to be better pay. Because right now, what you're doing is just temporary. It's not permanent. I don't feel like
this is very difficult. Yeah, what I'm doing is horrible. I mean, I have a full-time job and the salary is decent. It's just the work environment. It's just so toxic. Yeah. Okay.
I just feel that you shouldn't be there.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just my little cough.
Oh, bless you.
It's bugging me still.
Bless you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but
okay.
That's one thing I would say, that keep going in and trying to get a better job. I feel like this doesn't fit. It doesn't fit you.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right to me. I would say, like I said, I would say within the week, I see you working at a new job.
Oh, wow.
And that's what,
okay.
Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing there.
Okay. Great. That's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, do you like to work in the medical field?
I do work in the medical field. Yes. That's what I have done for the past few years. I work in legal, but I work in the medical industry. So, yes.
Interesting. Well, what I'm seeing with that is, I still see you working, like, in the medical, but not where you're at now. It's more, like, metaphysical.
Good.
I would say more of the science aspect. I'm getting more scientific is what I'm seeing with that. And
okay.
I would say that it has to go along with your spiritual gifts that you were inherited in your family.
Yes.
So I do feel that with this thing is like you're at the wrong place, because the thing is that they don't take your, hey, this is crazy. They're telling me they don't take their qualifications seriously because there is this believer there. So I'm being told that you are at the wrong place, girlfriend. You don't belong there. I feel you're more to be more in a friendly environment. Feels very toxic and very, very heavy energy, and it seems like it's just not a good environment to work with.
That's very true. Very true. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay. Great.
You're welcome.
Great.
Anytime. Do you have any other questions?
Well, if I could, yes. I was in a relationship, my girlfriend and I, of 5 years off and on, broke up. And it was fine. It was way long overdue. And I'm finally in a good, healthy space from that. And I'm definitely not in a rush for a new relationship. But I do wonder, do you see something coming through this year? It's not a rush for me. I mean, I would love to have companionship, but I'm not like, oh, I got to get meet someone.
Well, I would say with me, if anything, it won't be until they're giving me dates. Now they're giving me months. Hold on. 1 month is the month.
Okay.
They're giving me probably March, April would be more or less the love would probably start coming in.
Okay.
Because right now you need to focus on your work and like you said, you're not in no hurry. You do want companionship, but it's just not there. And I do feel that maybe when you get relocated with this job that I see working, that's where the soulmate will come into play. The love interest will come in. Because right now it's kind of just like very, very heavy and very toxic where you're at.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly, so you confirming what I said. I think so much of my energy and my focus is on trying to get in a healthier place emotionally with this work environment that I really don't even want to have somebody come into my space right now, because I know I'm really toxic because of what the toxicity I'm in, and I just would not want to bring that into a relationship. So, yeah. But thank you. Thank you so much.
You. You're welcome. Blessings.
Thank you, Ken. Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Right. While Chris was busy talking to Kay there, I was having a little conversation with one of our regular callers there in the screening room. And we're not going to do subscriptions anymore this year. We're into the fourth show already of 2022. And I haven't got much time to talk because in an hour. But what's happened so far is that only one person has actually bothered to donate over three shows. And, you know, it means that the subscribers, and there were four of them altogether, were carrying the weight of the other people. That's just not right. And then we had people like Chris himself, a reader, actually helping and donating himself. You know, and to the goodness of his heart, we appreciate that. But, you know, it shouldn't be that way. It's the callers that are supposed to donate, not the readers. And, you know, as I say now, this is the fourth show in, and by the end of this month, ladies and gents, if there isn't some sort of show of appreciation, then I'm afraid we won't be here next month, and it's quite simple as that, yeah, because this first month back is a trial only, yeah, and we said that at the end of last year, so... Let's see what this month brings. We're four shows in, as I said, and nothing's happening. So, okay. Right, we're going to get on with it anyway. So let's see where we're going. Christy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hi. How are you?
Hi, I can hear you just fine.
Thank you. Do I ask you a question or do I? I was just wondering
well,
if things coming through.
Okay, let's see what we got with you. Hold on. So if you have any questions, you can ask me, but then it's something like that.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So I'm going to do the, it's what I call the call out card, is what I am calling. These are
okay.
What I call, they're called the Dark Mirror cards right now. The first card that I got was the Temple of the Body. What I was told with that card is that the main meaning of the card is that I feel that I'm not worthy enough. That is the thing that I'm being told with you. You feel like you're not worthy enough to get anything like happiness, feel like you're not good enough for anything. You lower your standards to everything and everything that you should not do. Okay,
yeah.
What that part means is that you need to really love yourself inside and out, and have more kind of like a TLC. Your body does need TLC from inside and out, and that's what I'm being told, that you're not doing that. You're lowering your standards. Now, the second part I got is anger and change, and it says force, a channel outside, unreasonable, undirected, but powerful. So you do have the power to get out of this clump, but I'm being told that there's an outside influence or something that is kind of directing you. Kind of like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to call it quit. I can't take shit no more. I'm just done. And when the third card that's telling me is the calling out the storm. With all this stuff going on, not worthy enough, and the anger and feeling like you just, all that built up, you're calling out the storm within yourself. To where you really wanted to. I'm not saying you could, but I wouldn't be surprised with all this anger. You could make it storm. but you would make it storm out of anger and frustration. So if I was around you, I would not want to be where if you're angry or nothing, I wouldn't want to be messing with you. You would be calling people out, telling them mm-hmm. you, and you would call them out. But that's, I'm being told right now, you're in a very slumpy energy right now. I would mm-hmm. say it's probably with the people that you are hanging out with. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're not there for your best interest, is what I'm being told. Mm-hmm. And one thing is that they're full of shit, so I'm just going to tell you like that. They're full of shit, so you need to really clean your circle, keep your circle clean, look at mm-hmm. your people who you think might be making your energy like low, and then there's a possibility that you do have a psychic vampire in your energy field that's sucking you dry to where you just, because I'm seeing like, well, you want to get things done, but you don't even have the energy because you're like, oh, too tired. I'll do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And every time you talk to this person, before you talk to this person, you're full of energy. But once you talk to this person, all you want to do is sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's true. I don't know if that makes any sense. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes too much sense.
I think, in a way, when I read you, I think it kind of creeps you out that I just told you that. I feel that you needed that confirmation that you were not going crazy and it was just not all in your head. So that tells me that you need to clear your energy. I would recommend to get some sweetgrass. You know, being very native around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm seeing tobacco for some reason. I don't know. There's an offering of tobacco maybe to clear these barriers and this blocking you around. Because right now, like, you're just undecided to where you don't even know what to do anymore. And I feel like even though you're reading me, I feel like you just want to cry, but you just, you're crying out, but no one's listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say put your faith in stronger. And I'm looking right at you. It's like I can see right through the phone. I'm looking at your eyes, and your eyes are so watery because you were not like this before. So this is something different and something new. But I do feel that you can get out of this slump, bro. You deserve better. You deserve a lot better.
So you think?
Yes, I know so. I don't think so. I know so. And you need to believe that. You need to believe that you're worth more. And it goes back to the other caller. You need to know that you're worth. That's the issue.
It's hard, though. It's hard.
I know. I don't. I know what it feels like in this aspect. I know I've been there. It really is hard. And being who I am, picking up all this. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's like people get like offended of, like, they don't know how to take kindness anymore. It's just really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and it's just getting tougher. You know, it's just getting tougher right now. But it's just, you know, it's hard, and it's. I think with this coming year, even from I want to say October of last year, also I felt a major anger shift. I felt there was a lot of unhappy spirits, unhappy Native Americans on the land. I think there's going to be a lot of mid shift and a lot of bad stuff in the air. And that has reached the surface, and people are just not listening. And it even hurts me because me being an empath and psychic, I feel all the pain from everyone. And I don't need to know you. You can be miles and miles away, and I feel what everyone's pain. So I'm like a sponge, you know, I absorb it, but then I let it go. But the only thing I can say is do some clearing and praying, and I'll have you in my prayer tonight to clear the road for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Welcome. God bless.
Take care.
Okay. We only have 1 hour at the moment, ladies and gents. So we have to kind of condense to around about 7 minutes. We've got currently 6 callers in the call queue, so it's just really not really. Could do with maybe another 2 to fill the hour. But can area 253, if you can hear me out there, I've called you several times now, both in the screening room and on the live mic, and I'm getting no answer from you. So if you are there, we need an answer. Okay, in the meantime, we've got Carmen.
Hello? Hello? Oh, yes, sir, Ken. Who's in the call queue?
That one's disappeared now as well. Carmen, are you there? No, that one's gone as well, Chris. That one's just hung up, mate. So I don't know what's happened there. No worries. I don't know. I don't know what that was, but they just decided not to take the call. Right, let's see where we're going then. Veronica, are you there?
How you doing, sir? How you doing, Mr. Chris?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, looking, you're still on the show, number one reader.
Thank you.
For the Conference Show. Thank you.
I appreciate that. You're welcome. I mean, it's a lovely, you know, I actually feel a lot better from the first time I was on Unexpected, but I'm doing a lot better. It's just that I'm going to take it easy and rev my voice as much as I can. So how can I help you today?
I want a clarification on, like, from last year when I was going through a background. Are they going to restart it? Did they ever finish it? Did they pass it? Do you know anything about that? I mean, I'm clear. I've been checked. But this is a different type of background. I'm sure you know. Please.
Okay, so let's see what we have. Okay, so it's telling me that there's anger where the environment is. There's a lot of negative energy. And it says the queen of my world, the third card. So what I was told is that you are the queen of your world. You change what you can change. But it's, you need to want to, you got to believe. And it says, I set limits to my world. Inside, I'm a queen, and outside is law. So in other words, you set your limits to your world. Inside your spirit, you're lost. You don't know what to do, where to go, what direction to take. And it feels like you're just like, I feel like I'm just disconnected. That's what it seems like with you. And it seems to me, this is what's one thing I've been wanting to say for a very long time, is that trouble finds you. You don't find the trouble, but it tends to find you, Veronica. I don't know why that happens with you. I guess because you're surrounded by... Okay, I cannot believe I just heard that. You are surrounded by witches that are... pure evil, not of the light. And you need to be surrounded by light and love. And you have changed, and I've seen you've grown. But what you need to do is do what you got to do at work. Don't worry what other people are doing. Because what you're doing is you're putting your energy into them because you're curious about what's happening to them. Well, I'm being told it's time to stop doing that and to get out of that, finding out what's going on with other people and focus on yourself. Because the more that you do that, okay, this is just so weird. I was just told to flip another card. You have an addiction of what other people are doing instead of focusing on yourself. And you get distracted because you're focused on what other people are doing instead of what you were meant to do. So hopefully that made sense. Hopefully it did hit home with you. I know these cards, the ones that I'm doing right now, they call out people. And these cards are, and I know there's people that, Tabra was listening to the show, and Madeline, hi Madeline, I know you're listening to the show. Thank you for calling in and listening. But I'm going to tell you, these cards are called the Dark Mirror cards, Oracle, but these call things out more on the, I guess you can, they are Oracle cards, don't get me wrong, but they do call out your inner, oh God, I can't believe I just heard that. They call out your inner desires, your wants, your needs, but it's not that, it's what you need to know at the specific time. So you need to get out of this addiction and know that everything will be fine, Monica. I feel your pain. I feel your sadness. And I'm being told without you even saying a word, I'm being told with just your voice, I'm hearing this is exactly what I'm hearing from you. I'm sick and tired of shit. Why does this shit happen to me? Why do people hate me? Why do people pick on me? Why do people always cause conflict? Like I said, you are surrounded by the wrong people. You trust too much. You trust too much. And it's not a bad thing. You have a good quality. You have a big heart. You're a beautiful person. But some being told is that these people take advantage of you and take you for granted. Because you're so, you have this innocent nature of you that you just, all you just want to do is be kind and help. But I'm being told that you're telling yourself, me being kind and nice, it's not good enough. Well, I'm being told that's not true. It's them. So if they have problems with you, everything that they're doing to you, it's them. It's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. Maybe you needed to hear that on tonight's show. Because I call out for what I see. And everyone that knows me, I really don't care. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to sit here and tell you a damn lie. If it's a person that's an asshole, I'm going to call them an asshole. Because you need to know the truth. And I'd rather you know the truth than know a damn lie. So, I know it hit home, Monica. I know it without you even saying anything. I almost want to say that you're just in disbelief because I hit it again. But I will tell you this. I will tell you, they will get theirs. But you don't lift a finger. You do what you need to do at work. Don't focus on them. Focus on yourself. And let God take care of that. Okay? Let God take care of that. You're a beautiful person. You don't deserve that shit. I'm sorry to say it like that, but you don't deserve that shit. I'm sorry.
Mm.
Okay?
True. Happens quite a bit. He couldn't lower down. Can I have a quick question?
Go ahead.
What does it mean when a man asks you, like if you're looking for a boyfriend or do you need a boyfriend or what is a boyfriend to you? What does that mean in general terms? Mm-hmm. Is that person interested?
I think with that guy, whoever's asking that, wants to see what you want in life for the guy. he wants to know what the meaning of a boyfriend is to you. Because most guys that might send you, you can't even talk to do that. I don't even know why I'm saying this, but this is so weird. I don't know if he's like this, but in my head, I kept hearing sugar daddy. Okay, I don't know why I heard that. But, yeah, so he's the type of guy that likes to maintain girls and to be there when they need money and when they need something, he's there. But when it comes to affectionate and love, he's there, but he doesn't give the love of a boyfriend. He's just there just to, when it's convenient, when he wants something, which I'm not going into detail, you know what I mean by that. When he wants something from you, he's only going to show up when he's there, when he needs something. But other than that, he won't. And I know our time's up, but hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yes, thank you. You're right on target. Thank you for being so light. I feel a lot better. Thank you. I want to cry. Did you got it? You got it. Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome.
A true light worker. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great.
Thank you, Kendra.
Yeah. Thank you, Monica. Right, okay, we've got two more people in the talk here. Area 253, Cody, as I said, we've called you in the screening room and on the main microphone, can't get an answer. I don't know whether you put yourself on mute or whether you just listened to the show, but can't actually answer us at the moment. And if you're listening, that's fine. Some people do listen in and can't actually pick up the phone. Okay. Right, I'm going to ask Chris to pick some cards for me and do a little reading for myself. The things going on there around family members, Chris, and I want to see what Spirit picks up on that for me, yeah?
Okay, so you wanna know what? Okay. Let's see what these cards are.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what you have for Mr. Kim. Let's see what does Kim need to know. What does Kim need to know? What does Kim need to know? Okay. This is going to be kind of interesting. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Kim. These cards are going to call it out. Oh, my God. Okay. The first card is the Queen of the World. You are the queen of your baby, which is the psychic. Limit yourself to the world inside. You limit yourself to what you feel that you've got potential to, but I feel like you're lost because you've been around for a long time, and I'm glad that I got a chance to meet you. And then it's telling me to tell you that you're hiding from your true self, which I do feel that you have the potential to do that, because that's the second card that just came out, okay? So in that term, it says hiding, keep things inside. Lack of trust becomes lack of hope. So there must be a limit. I feel that when you hide, that's the best way that you can lean in. But you have lack of trust because you have given out so many people chances, and you would hope that people would support you. But there's a limit. There's got to be a stop to that. You know that you can grow more than what you can give yourself credit for. And the thing is that... And then the third card, this is what it's called, blinded to pain. What you do is that you numb your pain. And it says, what this one says, I can shoulder it in, but it's not a big deal, isn't it? Blinded to the pain. So what you do is you blindfold. But you know that there's truth. And I'm being told that you need to be more expressive with yourself. You've done what you can to help the world. I feel that you take a big load on your shoulder, because you are a light worker yourself, and you're just like us. You have feelings, and I feel like some people just don't really care on what you have to say and what you're trying to accomplish. But in my heart, as being a intuitive and empath and pink medium, I'm being told that you shouldn't limit yourself anymore. You shouldn't have to explain anymore. Everyone that knows your true self. And that stuff about limiting yourself to full potential, no.
Mm-hmm.
That shit needs to stop. So these are called the dark oracle, the dark mirror cards, and you call out the cards more on a very private level. These cards really call people out, and I call them the calling out cards because sometimes we don't want to hear what we got to hear. Some of us take it as hurtful, painful. But like I said with the last caller, I'd rather tell you the truth than tell you a damn lie. And that's on any show. I don't care what show I'm on. I've helped a lot of people, Ken. I'm pretty sure you followed me and you haven't popped in on all my shows besides yours. I'm so devoted into what I do that I take my gift very, very serious. And there's a lot of people out there that we need this guidance. And I'm told to tell you that even though Psychic Choice is your baby, don't give up on your baby. Don't give yourself up. Even though I know times are tough with money, but don't give yourself up, because if the baby means a lot to you, you will reach out to the people that you're meant to. And the ones that you cannot reach out to, it's just that they're just not ready to hear the truth with your psychic readers, including yourself. If they're not ready to hear the truth, then my personal opinion is they don't belong here if they don't want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If they are not ready to hear the truth and the honest truth, then God set them free, because they're just not ready. And that's on... Even on shows that I've done, that if they're not ready to hear it, I'm not going to just, you know, because you can say everything how you feel about donating, and you can say it until you turn blue. You can say it until you turn red, but people, if they really want you around, they're going to do whatever it takes to keep you on. But you know what? God is going to prevail. God will prevail, and God will give you the strength to move forward. And hopefully that resonates with you, Ken. And I appreciate you even letting me read you. So that's an honor.
You know, I think, Chris, if we can go somewhere else and do it for nothing, I would. But, you know, it's like we've built up a platform. We've got the following here. And we've tried going to other places. We've tried it before, and nobody wants to follow us there. And I think if we can't get people to follow us to the place where nobody has to pay, where the reader doesn't have to pay, where the person doing the show doesn't have to pay, and where the callers themselves don't have to pay, you know, they don't want to come. I think, why not? You know, it's a free. The number to call is a free phone number, and
it's true.
Years of taking advantage of that it's free to call in. So why should we pay? Okay, Taylor. Because we're here, and it's like it has to be paid for each and every month.
And you know what? I'm gonna add a little something too. I'm going to add a little something to that, okay? But the thing is this is what I feel. And I'm going to tell you what I feel with this, Ken. And tell me if you agree with this, okay?
Yeah.
Every other show, they probably don't donate because they can make their funds. They can do it because they have the money for it.
Yeah.
But you don't really know the truth until you're in the backstage of the station, whatever show you're on. You never know the truth of what they go through to keep the shows on, and that's on StreamYard or any show. And to me, I feel that people have lost the value that just because we're gifted and psychic, that everything is going to be free. If you want to ask a psychic to get a reading, some psychics will give you free readings, don't get me wrong. But as time goes on, it drains them, and then they understand that I can't do free forever. I can do it on shows and give them a little taste of what I can do. But when you pay for a private time with a private reader, you're paying for their for whatever value the psychic has. Yeah, whatever the psychic has is value. He's got bills to pay, just like everybody else. And to me, I feel that it's disgusting that just because they say that we're God-given gifts, that we don't have the right to charge. Now, there might be people that might disagree with that, but that's your opinion, but that's mine. I mean, as a people could do, keep doing free readings, more power to them. I'm not saying that they can't free read because that's their choice. They have the free will to choose. Yeah, so it's tough, even for me. Yeah.
For me, one of the cards came up that was very spot on to the current situation, and I've got to go along with that because, you know, something or somebody that needs silencing, most definitely. And I can honestly say that it is somebody in this line of work, and they definitely do. I'm going to say it because I know that my daughter that's involved in this at the moment may be listening. But, you know, I've got to say it because it needs silencing. It really does need silencing. It's got to that stage now where a person is giving out advice to other people and should not be giving out advice to other people. Because it needs silencing, because let's just say that this person needs help themselves very much, and I'm going to go that far as to say that they need very much help themselves in order to get through what they're going through. You know, they should not be giving advice to the people, but I'm going to leave it there before I get myself into any more trouble. But we've got two more people in the call queue there, Chris. So, you know, the person, if they're listening, Chris, they would know who I'm talking about. And if they want to sue me for slander, then so be it. But, you know, I've mentioned no name. But let's just say that they're in this field of work and they should not be in it. Yeah? Okay. Let's see where we are. Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, hi. It sounds like you're feeling better.
Yes, I am. I'm so feeling better.
I said a nice prayer for you. So I'm happy that you feel better and that you're okay. I still have not heard from Rosie, my friend. I think she's silly because many times she has told me in a conversation, oh, I have to get this, it's so-and-so. And I'm always nice and I say, okay. And for goodness sakes, I did the same to her in a very friendly tone, and she is going through a lot. She lost a lady who was very elderly, who was a very dear friend to her, and I sympathize with that. But truly, it's not very nice of her to... my history with her is impeccable, and she has said that herself. But I really think that she should get over whatever she needs to get over with, and... at least call me briefly and patch things up. What do you think?
Personally, I feel that Yeah, she does. And then it's weird because when the other stuff, as you were talking, I was shuffling the cards. And the first card that I got was Alone in the World. Okay, so it says, salute, I stand, salute, I may shine. And then for some reason, I was looking at this other one, and it says, gliding regret. I feel like living in the past. Please give me more minutes to linger. So what I'm being told is she needs to hear what you have to say, and if she chooses not to talk to you, that is more of her choice. If she cuts your friendship off, but one thing I will say, she should at least hear you out if she chooses not to talk to you. That's her doing. Okay, but I'm being told that she should hear you out on what how you have to say. She might not agree with everything you say, but she needs to know how you feel.
Well,
so in other words, if you
yesterday I was on the internet and it made me pause and count all my blessings. And so I did send her an email yesterday, and it was short and sweet, and it said, "Dear Rosie, I was on the internet, and because I feel like life is too short, people should not let petty things interfere with their relationships. And she's been like a sister to me. And so she lives quite a distance from me, but we comfort each other by talking about stuff. And I did nothing wrong. My ethics are very high. And so I kind of broke the ice that way, and I didn't say a lot. I just said, count your blessings. We're very fortunate in so many ways. And then I put a heart and I put my name. So I think it's her place to call me. I'm hopeful that she takes the high road, because I've done that many times and it's her turn, because I've done nothing wrong. So when do you think she might call me, ever?
Honestly, if she has an ego, no, she won't call you, to be honest with you. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I don't think she's going to call you. Now, if she gets out of her egoness and her pride, she will call you probably in a week or two, is what I'm seeing. But until she gets out of her little egoness, she's not going to call you anytime soon. Because she has a lot of pride. She has a lot of pride.
She's being very
silly.
And she did this one other time to me. And I'm not going to stand for it this time. I'm going to let her call me. And I hope that the universe brings me some other nice friends very soon that are of a higher level. And so I hope that happens. And by the way, I do need to get back to work from remote work, customer service on the phone in my bedroom. I'm waiting for my desk to be delivered so I can do that. And because my sister and I need to be now in Sacramento, you have to prove that your income is three times whatever the rent is. It's ridiculous. So that's why on paper I need to get an extra job. So my sister and I do want to move to a new place around April, May. Will I be getting a new job soon? And will I be able to keep the job at least long enough to qualify us to move into a new apartment together?
Honestly, I think it depends on that job. I feel like if you get it, I feel like you will probably get it probably in, hold on, when was she get it? They're telling me in late February, probably at the end, which would be the beginning of March. But I would say just to keep trying until you get that job. And I do see you moving. But the thing is that you're going to have to maintain to be able to pay for living up there, because the cost of living has gone up. And to be honest with you, I'm sorry to say that's ridiculous, because I do agree with that. But, you know,
I agree with you. But But there's another side to this. I have become disabled in many ways. So I don't know how many years ago, 22 years ago, I had the wisdom to purchase a long-term care insurance policy. It's an indemnity plan. I have not used it because of pandemic, but I have a new doctor, and she will support me to be qualified by this insurance company. And I have huge medical evidence to prove that I should be qualified. It's by the Unum company. The point is, it's an indemnity plan. So once I'm approved, then it'll be extra money for me that per the plan I can keep. I'm very ethical. Medical evidence will support me 1,000%. So basically, I've thought it out, and I need to get the job to get us qualified to get into an apartment. And then after we move, I will start using my long-term care insurance, which would be a lot more money than any job. So do you see that you brought up an excellent point. I'll need to maintain, and that'll be how I maintain, because I have a mountain of medical proof that I'm ethically qualified.
Yeah, I do see that. I see a stimulus check coming to you, but that would be covered. That would be to cover your medical issues and your disability. And I would think that you would be set for life, is what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And so when will I start using my Unum insurance? When will it be after we move in the springtime, or will it be earlier?
I would say probably after you move.
Right.
If you can hold it out, I would say wait till you move, if you can.
Right. And so basically, I need to get the job to get us on paper qualified financially, and then the indemnity plan will help overqualify for the rest of the money, and I should be able to keep that active for the rest of my days on Earth, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so will it be an apartment that we're happy about, or will it just be so-so?
I think you would be kind of happy about it.
Will it be on Data Drive?
They're not telling me a street, but I'm being told that you will move.
Okay. And it'll be signing a contract to move with my sister Leslie together, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope it's the reserve.
Well, you'll find out when that time comes.
Okay, but it'll be something that it'll be nicer than where we are, and we'll be thrilled, right?
Yes. It'll be a lot better.
Thank you. Oh, I have paid my dues in life. It's time I started getting some happiness and comfort.
Yep, but our time's up, but thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Righty, okay, now, the 253 call, we've called several times and no answer from them, so they must be just listening. Okay, we've got one more call then. Michelle.
Yay, thank you. Hi, this is Michelle.
All right, Michelle, how can I help you?
I'm just wondering if you saw me ever having real true love again, true love, deep love. It's hard to find. I just wonder if I'm going to have it again.
Honestly, I feel that it's meant to be. It will come. Okay, so this is what I was told to pull. I was got the pull cards, and this is Colorless Angel. It's better not to feel rather than to feel pain. That's the first card that came up. Yes, to the colorless angel is like you feel alone. And I feel that you have kind of like suffered a lot to where you just like you want to be loved. second card was obsession. There's nothing else that can replace my focus. I'm being told that you deserve to be with someone. And then it says a child that I was meant to be, which is the last card. So, personally, even though I pulled these three cards out, I'm being told that you're hurting right now. And will you ever find love? Hold on, let me ask. Will she ever find love, yes or no? Yes. Okay, they're telling me yes, you will. But they're telling me for you to just let the love come to you. And it might just come on the palm of your hand, which meaning that you might be, I don't know, at a library or something, or a place where you're going to drop books. You're going to bump head with this guy to love at first sight. And I just feel that you will interact and you will exchange numbers. And I actually see smiles when I see this, even though you bumped each other's head. You're like, ouch. But I mean, can I take you out for dinner or some coffee or something like that? But I'm being told that it won't be anytime soon, but I do see it in the realm sometime this year. Now, let me see if I can pinpoint when. I don't know why, but I want to say March is what I'm seeing. I would say like around March time frame. It could come sooner than that. That's just like a, like an estimate. By March, you should already be in a relationship. So it can probably start. The energy could be starting to manifest right now. And I'm getting like a very strong sense of February, so that February is going to be in your favor. So just keep a lookout. And
I'm seeing somebody now, but, you know, I just don't have those feelings, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because he's not the one for you. I mean, though, that you're probably going to see something that he's not the one for you.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have the feelings. You only see him as a friend. So I'm being told that that's the reason why it's not the connection's not there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to know.
That can help you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, then, Michelle. Right, that's about wraps it up then, ladies and gents. The 253 call... in the call, we called you several times, never got an answer. So until next week then, Chris, when we do it all again, I'll thank you very, very much for joining me. And enjoy your weekend, Chris.
You're welcome, Ken. And hopefully that reading hit home. Hopefully it makes sense to you.
Oh,
and
you know,
it doesn't matter what happens.
Meant a lot to
that
me
what?
That one. That meant a lot to me because it said a lot there, and I shall listen back to that later. But, you know, as I said, it's a family thing that's going on, and the accuracy there around the person needs silencing because they're doing something very, very wrong there at the moment by pretending to help other people, actually trying to help other people when they can't actually help themselves. You know, it's not the right thing to do. You do not continue pretending to help other people if you can't help yourself. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when it come up and said that person needs silencing, yes, most definitely. Okay,
thank you, Ken.
Okay, and I will say, Chris, before you do leave there, if he's a friend of yours, by the way, I'm going to go as far as that. He's a friend on your page. He's doing this type of work, and people will know about it soon.